thank you for downloading another Hoking.com interview. I'm nosing around backstage at this year's Fairport Cropperty, and I've bumped into the wonderful, bearded, fine-looking, fit and healthy Simon Nicol. How are you?
Shagged out.
But you look so well.
Well, thanks very much. No, I've tried to pace myself over the weekend, because, you know, it's all about the last 3 hours, really, in terms of what we've got to do. But at the same time, it's irresistible to have an element of partying, because, you know, all your mates in the whole world are here.
Yeah.
And there's fantastic music to enjoy and lovely things to eat. And, just a general air of bonhomie.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I've been here since Wednesday midday, you know. And I could do with a shower.
Yeah, yeah. No, you look very well. You've got your slick back hair this year and your beard's looking fine. You know, every year...
Sorry, people, this is not a TV broadcast.
No, I know, that's why I'm trying to create a picture in people's theatre of the mind. Right. But no, it's annoying, because you are looking well. You're all looking very well, actually. All of you, I must say.
Well, it's, you know, clean living and good thoughts.
Good health, yes, that's right. A brilliant festival this year. The one thing I can't work out is 1 minute I've got my fleece on, the next minute I've got my T-shirt on. It's either hot or cold, doesn't it?
I can't work it out. I'm sorry, we don't do the weather.
I think you should have another word with God. I thought Peggy had an online, you know, conversation with God every year.
Yeah, well, she's not always listening.
It was lovely to see you guys open up this year on the Thursday.
Yeah,
the acoustic bit.
Another blindingly obvious idea that came to us too late. We should have done it years ago. But it was lovely, because it meant, for one thing, that Kat and Jamie had a really good audience, really big audience for their proper opening function.
Yeah.
And it got things off to a swimming start.
Yeah. It was really nice.
And Thursday looked great on paper before we did it, but I couldn't believe how well it went. It was wonderful.
It was a good night.
Every act was like even more better than the one that just came off.
Absolutely brilliant. Went all the way through. Yeah. It was really good. It worked really well. And of course, you've got a lot of press and media coverage this year. It seems to be growing each year. You've got TV here this year again.
Well, I suppose it's because we've become a bit of an oddity now, you know. As an institution, you know, what is this festival about? It's completely independent. It's run by a band that nobody's ever heard of outside of a small niche market. And yet it goes from strength to strength. And who are we anyway? We've never had a hit record.
Well, you did have one, French Journal.
Well, that was hardly, you know, hardly troubled the industry.
It was a truly terrible song, though.
It was, yeah. So, you know, I was a truly terrible person at that age.
Isn't it amazing that your new album, by the way, is fantastic.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased with
that. Got to talk about it briefly, but isn't it funny how you do all these brilliant songs over the years that Fairport have done, I know, written by Ralph Martello or whoever it is, Steve Johnston, and yourself and Dave Pegg in the new album, you get all these brilliant songs, yet the one that gets a hit was a little bit suspect, to say the least, many years ago.
Well, it was written by the wonderful Bob Dylan, but he never envisaged it as being sung in sort of franglais by a band that obviously wasn't a very good jug band, you know, let alone a, you know. We were finding our feet, somebody at the record company's ears pricked up when they heard the tapes of the record and said, oh, that'll make a good single. And the rest, as they say, is geography.
Yeah.
No history.
And
Don't change the subject.
Dave Pegg had hair in those days.
Oh, he did indeed, but he wasn't actually in the band at that point either. He joined shortly afterwards.
Yeah, well, yes, that's right. The new album, Festival Bell, I've got to talk about that, because I don't know. I've played it through and it sounds really fresh.
It does.
It sounds a lot different to the albums that you've done just recently over the last, say, 4, 5, 6 years anyway.
Yeah, but it's got a
nice edge to it.
There was a 4-year gap between that as a studio album and the previous one. But it was recorded in a different way, and much as I loved working with Mark Tucker, who was our sort of studio engineer, up to and including Sense of Occasion, Johnny Gale has brought a fresh approach and a new way of doing things to the album. The main difference is that we didn't actually use a studio. It was all done inside his laptop. And we didn't actually get to meet each other when we were doing the record.
Really?
We all put our contributions on separately.
Wow.
And John provided the mortar to glue all the bits together. But he's a very wise beyond his years young engineer with a great understanding of the digital domain. And although his real strengths are in out front sound, live stage sound, he's able to bring those skills to the recording. And I agree with you, it has a freshness and a real punch to it.
It does, because I went at it without knowing about the new producer or how it was done. I just played it online, actually, you know, you got the samples.
Mm.
And I clicked on the samples, and instantly it jumped out at me as... I don't know how to describe it, it was just different. It was just a little bit fresher, a little bit crisper.
Yeah, punch.
A little bit of punch, and that's good. It's, I think it's good.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it comes down to it. People buy and continue to play records and tracks grow on them, not because of the sound that it makes. It's because of the strength of the material.
Mm.
And I think that's where it scores very highly. Chris has come up again with some absolutely cracking songs, like Mercy Bay. And we've got some gorgeous ones from the old firm, you know, from Ralph and Sal again.
And Steve Tilston was on as well, he wrote.
We're fortunate in our circle of pals.
It really is a good album, and I love the connection with the Festival Bell as well.
Yeah.
But even putting that aside, you know, it really does jump out at you. And it's a brilliant album. I think it's one of the best you've done for a long time.
It's certainly done the band no harm in terms of refreshing the repertoire, which is really what albums should
also
do.
Also harking back a little bit to Sandy, because you've got a rising balloon in there as well.
No, I mean, you know, you can't... we would no more consider going on stage on the winter tour, for instance, or at this festival and just doing all brand new stuff. You'd be, no matter how strong that material was, a band with a 45-year history has a duty to respect that past and to include it and continue to reinterpret it and bring it forward for the audiences who bought the tickets.
Well, as ever, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for your time too.
Any special fireworks in the show tonight that you can drag out of you?
Well,
with thumbscrews and screaming wild horses?
We've got one or two guests, but they're not really astonishingly surprising guests. They're just like people from our circle. And next year, of course, will be the 45th anniversary. We've got to concentrate on building a bigger boat before we push that out. But it's always it's a fact that when we have a year with a 5 or a 0 attached to it, it's an excuse to bring some of the old lags back in.
Well, it's going to be a huge one next year.
Not wallow in the past, but celebrate certain aspects.
Two nights, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Friday or Saturday night, we'll find out. Thanks for talking to us.
A pleasure.
Pleasure again. Thanks very much. Cheers.